nanohub.org.
Welcome to the 2009 summer school. I'm Mark Lundstrom, and I just want to say, make a few remarks here, tell you what the summer school is all about, and then we'll go ahead and get started. So this is actually the second annual Electronics from the Bottom Up Summer School, and I should tell you a little bit about what we mean by that. And many times if you go to a summer school, you're getting a very concentrated dose of some well-established material that's been around for a while, and there are textbooks, and the intent is to convey it very efficiently and rapidly in a short period of time. This one is a little different. You know, when people ask us, you know, where is all of this research going? Carbon nanotubes, nanowires, graphene, spintronics, quantum dots. Our answer is typically we have no idea where this is heading in terms of technology. I don't think anybody does, really. But we're all convinced that the future of electronics is going to involve nanoscale materials, nanostructured materials, nanoscale devices. And what we're really doing, I think, in this stage is we're learning how to think about these small devices. We're learning how to understand them, learning how to build them. We're developing a conceptual framework that's going to help us find the right applications for these technologies. And most of your careers are going to be involved in nanoelectronics will be a critical part of it. So electronics from the bottom up is our way to describe our attempts to bring new ways of thinking into the field of electronic devices. So we're trying to take ideas and concepts that are emerging from our research and develop them into a coherent and comprehensive framework to think about devices very generally. So there are things you won't yet see textbooks on, except for the one that Cipriano has written. But hopefully over the next few years, as we refine these, you know, this is very informal. Sometimes things are a little bit rough because it's being presented for the very first time this way. And you're part of the process about helping us refine this approach and think it through and clarify it. So we're glad you're here, and we hope you'll ask lots of questions and participate. Each year, we pick a topic or two to focus on. And one of the big challenges in electronics these days is to try to understand how to deal with randomness and variability and materials that are artificially structured on the nanoscale and perhaps not in a periodic and crystalline way. That's our focus today. And Professor Ashraf Alam is the main act. The major part of the summer school this time is to try to introduce you to some very general concepts for thinking about this class of problems. We're also going to be giving in the afternoon some lectures on graphene. So graphene is one of these hot topics. It's a fascinating material. There are bound to be applications for it somewhere. I have no idea what they might be. But it is also a wonderful pedagogical example of how you take some of the ways of thinking that we've developed for other nanoscale devices and apply them when you encounter a new material or a new device problem. So that's our primary motivation. Hopefully you'll learn a little bit about graphene, but you'll also see how you apply some general ideas when you come to a very new problem, which you'll do over and over and over again in your career. So let me just say a few words about how things are going to be run. First of all, we built in a lot of time for discussion and questions, so don't worry that we're a little bit behind schedule. We have plenty of time. And I hope you'll take advantage of that. All of these lectures will appear on the NanoHub in a few weeks, probably. So you can view them there, but your advantage of participating is that you'll be able to talk to us, ask questions, be part of the discussion. So each morning you'll notice there are two lectures, randomness, treating randomness and variability in nanostructured devices. There's a lab session, and I would encourage you to participate in the lab session. A lot of thought has gone into the lab exercises. They will help you understand the material and apply it. Now, I have to apologize to the Purdue students. We have limited lab space. We don't have enough people to run two different sessions in two different rooms. So we would ask the Purdue students, if you'd like to participate in the lab, wait until all of our out-of-town visitors have been seated. If there are spaces available, you're welcome to participate. If there's sufficient demand for from the Purdue students for these labs, we'll find a time to run them later on in the semester when we have more time. So we have two lectures every morning by Professor Lam, and we have a lunch break. You'll be on your own for lunch, I hope. Could you give me some handout material?
Yeah.
We'll give you some suggestions about where you can eat. You can go back to the Purdue Memorial Union, which is just a little ways away. After lunch, there's a lab session in Stanley Coulter Hall, which is very close to us here. And then in the afternoons, there's typically one lecture. Today, there are two lectures by Professor Data on getting us started on graphene. And tonight at 6 p.m., typically you'll be on your own for dinner, except for two times. Tonight at 6 p.m., there's a welcome reception for out-of-town visitors. So we encourage you to attend, along with all of the people that are involved in putting the course together. And we have a full day. So if you look at the schedule, we're going to keep you very busy. Last time we had this, we pass out feedback forms, and we encourage you all to fill those out. Last time the students told us they wanted to be kept busy. So we'll see what you tell us this year, and we're going to keep you very busy. So Tuesday will be like a typical day. There'll be two lectures in the morning by Professor Alam, lunch, then a lab related to the morning's lectures. There'll be one lecture on graphene in the afternoon, and then we'll have a discussion session instead of a lab. After dinner, almost each night, we have scheduled some special NanoHub sessions. Most of you probably know about NanoHub. Some of your advisors have actually told us that they would hope that you would learn a little more about what kinds of tools are available there and how you might run them and how they might be useful in your work. So we've scheduled some special sessions at 8 p.m. in this room. So the first one will be Tuesday night. I'm using a tool called Band Structure Lab. So it's very informal. The author of that tool, Abhijit Paul, will run it, show you how it works, and answer questions. Okay, so each day more or less does that. I'll point out that on Thursday night, we have a pizza dinner, and then we have a NanoHub users forum. So we would really like you to tell us what works well, what we need to work on, what new features would make it useful. And that will be very important. The NanoHub development team will be there as part of that discussion. So we encourage you to participate. Okay, let's see. What else am I missing? One of the things I want to point out is that, again, I'm sorry about for the Purdue students, but we were able to assemble notebooks for the out-of-town visitors. If you're an out-of-town visitor, you should have one of these to follow along. If you're a Purdue student, you have a website that you should have been instructed to go to, and you can print out each day's lectures there. And all of the material in the notebook is on that website. After each lecture, there's an orange sheet like this. And if you will get in the habit, after each lecture, of just ripping out the sheet, jotting down the name of the lecture, and giving us a few comments, this will just go to the lecturer and give some feedback. As I say, this material will be refined over the years and presented in different ways, and this feedback will help that process. Now, it's going to be difficult to react in real time and change the following day's lecture. Maybe you can do a little bit of that, but mostly this is for future, for us to decide how to package this in the future. And at the end of the course, there will be a more formal assessment of the entire course. Let's see. What have I overlooked? Any other key questions or anything else at this point? Have I overlooked anything?
It's okay.
Oh, I should have it. Samran, Edisham, and Dionysus, why don't you guys stand up? So these three people have been helping us run the whole course. If you need some help, if you have questions, if you want to know where to eat tonight, you can call these people and they will give you some good advice on that. And there are several other students. There are several other students that have been involved in working very hard on the laboratory session, some of our students and postdocs. Let me ask you to stand up as well. Pradeep, and who else do we have here? Anyone else working? Dylan? Okay. So you'll meet some more Purdue students when you participate in the last session.
All right, thank you.